Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Sanchez. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Ginter. Batting third. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Vander Waal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting seventh. The catcher, Keith Osick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Sheets. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben Sheets. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Grudzielanek. Batting second. The shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Batting third. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moises Alou. Batting fifth. The first baseman, He Sopchoy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lenny Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Baco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Matt Clement. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Matt Clement. And now, play ball. Alex Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Sanchez. The throw from Baco and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. One out. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ginter strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sexson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Grudzielanek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grudzielanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sosa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Osick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive towards the mound. Clement reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vander Waal strikes out. Two outs. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Helms takes first base on ball four. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Osick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. He Sopchoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Choi hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Patterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sexson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Baco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baco for the out. Harris moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clayton hits a pop-up towards third. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez takes first base on ball 4. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Sanchez. The throw from Baco and he is safe. Sanchez steals second. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ginter is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanchez scores. It's Brewers, 1, Cubs, 1. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ginter moves to second. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grudgy Lanek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Matt Clement is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clement hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheets fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Grudgy Lanek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grudgy Lanek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grudgy Lanek hits a line drive into center field. Sanchez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vander Waal is 0-for-1 in the game. Vander Waal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Vander Waal reaches second base with a double. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Helms takes first base on ball 4. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Osick is 0-for-1 in the game. Osick strikes out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clayton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clayton hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. One out. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hee-Sok Choi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Choi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Choi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alex Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanchez strikes out. 1 out. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ginter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Baco fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sexton hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ginter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baco is 0 for 1 in the game. Baco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton scoops it up and throws to first, with sheets covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Choi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. 1 out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vander Waal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vander Waal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Helms hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Osick is 0 for 2 in the game. Osick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grudgy Lanek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Goodwin pinch hits for Matt Clement. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Grudgy Lanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Osick and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Mark Grudgy Lanek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grudgy Lanek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grudgy Lanek hits a line drive into right field. Vander Waal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin moves to third. 1 out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Antonio Alfonseca now pitching. Ben Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets strikes out. One out. Alex Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Choi fields the ball and throws to Alfonseca covering. Safe. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Sanchez. The throw from Baco and he is safe. Sanchez steals second. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ginter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sexson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ginter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hsiao Choi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Choi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Choi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sheets covering, for the out. Two outs. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Patterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Choi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. One out. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vander Waal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vander Waal hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kyle Farnsworth now pitching. Eric Karros now playing first base. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Baco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baco is 0-for-2 in the game. Baco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sheets covering, for the out. Two outs. Eric Karros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karros hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Mark Grudgelanek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grudgy Lanek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grudgy Lanek takes first base on ball 4. Luis Vizcaino now pitching. Alex Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grudgy Lanek moves to third. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 0 for 3 in the game. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Keith Osick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Osick is 0 for 3 in the game. Osick strikes out. 1 out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grudgy Lanek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Podsednik pinch hits for Luis Vizcaino. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike DeGene now pitching. Moises Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary pinch hits for Kyle Farnsworth. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Osick for a passed ball. O'Leary moves to second. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Patterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Sanchez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.